I promise that over the next hour, no one will scream or yell at you. I promise. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
This is America Weekend with Ed Kalecki.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Our first guest this hour is the delightful Barbara Eden. That is right, Jeannie. I Dream of Jeannie. One of the most iconic shows in television history, one of the most iconic sitcom stars in American history. Everybody knows about Jeannie. If you're of a certain age, you grew up with it back in the 60s or 70s, the reruns 80s and 90s, and even to this day, they have these new digital channels that run all the old shows. So Jeannie is out there and about. Barbara Eden has led a very interesting life. The heights of success with I Dream of Jeannie. She lost her son to a drug overdose when he was 35 years old. She is in the current episode of Oprah, Where Are They Now? And we will talk about it with Barbara Eden. Then we'll check in with Joanna Pruce. We haven't heard from Joanna in a while. We'll get a very tasty recipe, late summer recipe from her. And then Kate James stops by and we will take a look at the dirtiest places in your house. Get ready to move. We start things off this hour with commercials that make you want to change the channel, be it on the television or on the radio. Not because of voiceover people. I am one of them and I know tons of them. We are all true professionals. But what about when the person wants to do their own commercial? They want to be a star. You know, they never really found their stardom. They're running a car dealership somewhere, so they think they can do it. There is, in the New York City area where I live, it's actually seen in northern and central New Jersey, two guys that dress up as superheroes to sell Hondas. Yes, they are the owner and the co-owner or whatever, the sales manager. You know, the guy that holds onto your car keys and wallet for a while until you decide to buy the car anyway. So they get on with these dopey costumes on and they're yelling and they're screaming, and that makes me want to buy a Honda, correct? No, it doesn't. There's also another commercial. He's actually toned his act down. The guy's name is Brad Benson, and if you're a football fan, that might ring a bell. He was a member of the New York Giants Super Bowl team back in the mid-1980s. Well, Brad went on to open a couple of car dealerships, and he decided he wanted to start doing his own commercials. And he doesn't just yell about his, the one car that's available for $99 a month or whatever. He will talk about whatever is going on in the news. Well, sometimes he gets a little funny or thinks he's funny. And the problem is some of the jokes are a little blue, for lack of a better term. And if you're driving around in the car with your son or daughter in the car, you go diving for the radio and you change the station. Do stations realize that perhaps people don't come back after that? So you've got these guys that really think they are comedians, so they've got to do their own. So be it the inappropriate language or just the yelling and the screaming, enough. I wonder if an advertising executive would ever have the chutzpah, so to speak, to say, Jim, you're not a performer, you're not a singer, you're really not that funny, and you don't look that good on camera, you don't really sound that good on the radio. Maybe it's time to let the professionals do it. But do they dare say that? Because if they do, they may get Jim so pissed that he'll go and he'll find another advertising agency to get him on the air. So that is the fine line that someone has to walk in this respect. And from the station's perspective, again, when is too much too much? Of course, it's especially nowadays, and especially radio and television, you are competing for a very finite portion of that advertising pie. And of course, you need to run these spots because that's how stations make their money. They don't make them really any other way. So sometimes you have to kind of swallow the castor oil and put things on the air that you would never want to put on the air, but it's because the guys bought a whole bunch of spots over the next 30 days. But you're driving your audience away, and you're driving your audience crazy at the same time. Barbara Eden is coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His unorthodox delivery, spotty control, and awesome mullet earned him the nickname Wild Thing. He was a tough reliever who surrendered Joe Carter's dramatic homer that ended the 1993 World Series.
Well hit down the left field line. Way back and go!
So where is Mitch Williams now? Mitch ran a bar at a bowling alley outside Philly and managed the minor league Atlantic City Surfs. In 2007, he embarked on a broadcasting career. Mitch was also with Fox before landing on the MLB Network. And he's the owner of Wild Thing Southpaw Salsa. Mitch Williams, still milking the Wild Thing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. New research suggests taking more B vitamins than the recommended daily allowance, and that can improve heart health and symptoms of depression, also working to improve energy levels and brain function. Natural News reports all B vitamins work together in a synergistic way. So if you don't have enough of one type of B vitamin, the other kinds simply won't be able to do their job. The biggest culprit? Stress. Whether it's emotional, like chronic anxiety, or physical, like surgery, stress brutally depletes B vitamins from the body. But there is an easy home solution. Lots of fresh fruit and vegetables. Choose organic and locally grown produce whenever possible while avoiding overcooked food, which destroys vitamin content. And eat more foods that are naturally filled with B vitamins, including oats, avocado, salmon, and Brazil nuts. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.